Hare Krishna. The first me is not the best me. Sometimes some people have the idea that, you know, whatever I feel like, I will do. Whenever I feel like doing something spiritual, I'll do it. Why should I be superficial? If I have some impulses to do something, let me just be free and express myself. Why do I have to curb my impulses in the name of some spiritual practices or some spiritual growth? Actually, growth in any form requires us to curb our impulses. The first me is practically never the best me. For example, we may see some cricket player. That batsman, when the bowler bowls, that batsman bats so superbly. It hit cover drives and square cuts and hooks and just almost seemed to be playing with the bowling. But the batsmen were not born like that. Even if the batsman was a phenomenally talented batsman, still, actually there is no easy way out. Batsman has practiced for days, months, years. And only after that practice does that talent start flowing in such a superb way. So same with music. If somebody wants to do a major performance in a studio or in a theater, they won't just go and unrehearsed and just give the first me out. No, they practice, and then only by repeated practice does their best performance come out. And what applies in fields of performance involving skill and talent such as sports or music, that applies in our spiritual growth also. Actually, the first me, whatever impulses come out, they are not the best me. The Bhagavad Gita says that actually inside us there is a mind. The soul is there beyond it. And the mind is often our enemy. Krishna says, as long as the mind is not purified, it is our enemy. Bandhuratmatmanastasya yenatmaivatmanajitaha anatmanasu shatrutve vartetatmaiva shatruvat. Says that bandhu, the mind is the friend for those who have controlled the mind. But for those who have not, which is the case for most of us, the mind remains our enemy. This means if we understand that the mind is actually a dangerous enemy, then as the first me that comes out is not actually the soul, which is the pure potent core of who we are. It is not the qualities of the soul. It is not the talents that we have based on our past good karma that are coming out. It is actually the passions, the impulses, the lower side that is there within the mind, that is what is coming out. So that is not the best me. And that's why what spiritual growth does is, it does not suppress our self-expression. Rather, it suppresses the pseudo-self that is expressing in our name. And it enables the real self, the soul, to manifest itself. It enables our higher side to come out. So by persevering in a mood of determination, not just giving into our impulses, not just giving to first expressions, but by persevering so that the lower impulses are put aside, and then our higher intentions, our higher talents, our higher side comes out, then the best me will gradually manifest. So being impulsive is not being authentic. It is being determined, becoming purified is what helps us to bring out our authentic best self. Thank you. Hare Krishna.